three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Brady Kirsch.
Harbor Beach has been very successful in limiting the Redskins to just one shot. They're clearing the rebound, and off they go.
Brady Kirsch, top of the key, dribbling to his right to Cody Seaman against Hale. Seaman to Shelby in the right corner, trying to feed it into the block, nothing there. Skip all the way around to the left wing, into Gaffney, hook shot from the right, and it falls for 2 points. Gaffney with a great night so far.
Well, they're feeding Gaffney all he can eat, and he's really coming through for his Pirate teammates.
Especially with 22 points on the night. Danny Hale, top of the key, spins into the lane, fadeaway, jump shot, no good, and rebound still loose, and we have a whistle, and it's going to be against Sandusky. Fouls against number 11, Danny Hale. That's his second, team's ninth. It's a ball control foul, which should, nope, they're going to give a one-and-one situation for a Harbor Beach player, and it's going to be Ethan Guza at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Rest of the way out, though, is two shots for Harbor Beach. Ethan Guza has not attempted a free throw on the night. 44-42, a two-point ball game. Sandusky leading by two.
It must have occurred way after the shot. First one's up. Nope, no good.
No good, and the ball is still loose and brought in by Justin Miller. Here comes the Redskins leading by 2 points in the corner. Miller to Danny Hale on the baseline. Back out to Brandon Potter for three. Yes, he got it. Brandon Potter hits his second three of the night, pushes the lead back out to five, 47-42.
No hesitation there.
A lot of time left, 6:22 left in the ball game. Brady Kirsch for three, he got it.
How's that? Anything you can do, I can do better.
That's what we call a jealousy shot, and he made him pay. 47-45, two-point ball game once again. Joe Stone, point guard, top of the key, over to the right wing to Danny Hale, dribbling with his left hand against Kirsch, up to Justin Miller, all the way to the left wing to Potter. Danny Hale, high post, dribbling into the lane, kicks it back out to Joe Stone, loses his footing a bit, goes up for the layup, and it counts for 2 points. Joe Stone with four on the night, back out to a four-point ball game, 5:50 left in the fourth, 49-45, Sandusky leading by four over Harbor Beach. They led his man by 14 in the third quarter. Cody Seaman to Brady Kirsch to Ethan Guza, high post, can't hang on to it. Loose ball, we have a jump ball, Sandusky. Harbor Beach, that's their 16th turnover of the night, 13 of those in the first half.
Sandusky's bringing the ball up. Joe Stone's dribbling up very deliberately, 5:31 to go, 49-45, four-point lead for the Redskins. Across the timeline, over to DeCam.
DeCam back in there with three fouls, Danny Hale in the right corner. Brandon Potter, right elbow. Fadeaway jump shot is up. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Danny Hale puts it back up. He can't get that one to fall. Rebound, Jason Gaffney. Harbor Beach hanging on by the seat of their pants. Trailing by 4 points, 49-45. Cody Seaman to James Shelkin. We have a timeout called by Harbor Beach as Ron Rubel, in his number of years as head coach, is a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. With 5:03 left in the fourth, Harbor Beach trailing by just 4 points, 49-45. What's Ron Rubel setting up?
Ron Rubel is a genius, first of all. You know, and with geniuses, you can almost determine the fact that nobody's going to know what he's going to be doing. He's going to have to do something to change up the defense. Right now, Sandusky is very comfortable in what they're attacking, so that's what I suspect that Ron is doing right now. 5:03 is an eternity. He's also down there letting the kids know that the post is open. Keep feeding the post. Jason Gaffney is just really rewarding the kids with assists all over the place because he's hitting it on the inside. Plus, anytime that you can go ahead and draw fouls, you stop the clock. With the clock being stopped, you have opportunities to score.
And Harbor Beach in double bonus.
Exactly. That is, it's 100% for the Pirates on that one. They only have four fouls that they've committed so far, so they've got a few to give yet.
Jason Gaffney leads the way for Harbor Beach with 22 fouls. He's 6-for-8 from the free throw line. And had 9 points in that third quarter.
Cody Seaman with the ball, and he only scored 1 point, but by golly, I think he's had a fantastic game.
Cody Seaman dribbles down to the baseline, puts up the shot, and he is tipped out of bounds, and it appears he has a little bit of a Charlie horse in his left thigh, and he comes down, and we have a official timeout, and it almost appears to be a hip problem. He has had hip issues in the past. They pop out quite easily. He's back up on his feet, walking off the court under his own power and sitting down.
If he can just go ahead and just get that thing going, get him back in the ball game. He's walking on the sideline right now, and he's looking a little bit better than when he first started trying to limp off the court.
Tyler Vollmering replaces him with 4:54 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach trails by 4 points, 49-45. Brady Kirsch inbound on the left side of her radio underneath their own hoop. Feeds it into Tyler Vollmering in the corner. Dribbling to the left wing. Stops at the level post to Gaffney. Puts it up for 2 points. He has 24. Two-point ball game, 49-47, 4:44 left in the fourth. Redskins with the ball. Student section coming on their feet. Danny Hale into the corner to Josh DeCam. Brandon Potter comes in with the screen. DeCam at the high post to low post, and we have a whistle.
Quick hand in there. I think Guza got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
This will put Sandusky on the baseline, inbounding. And the foul goes against number 20, Ethan Guza. That's his second. Harbor Beach's fifth. One more to give before shooting free throws for the Redskins. Justin Miller inbounding it for Sandusky to Danny Hale, top of the key. To the left wing, Justin Miller again. To Joe Stone, Brandon Potter diving down the baseline. He should have traveled there, and it's finally called. A little bit of a late whistle as he took three steps. That's the first turnover in the fourth quarter for Sandusky. They have eight on the night.
Potter was trying to go ahead and draw the foul, but to no avail. And Cody Seaman is ready to check in the ball game.
49-47, Sandusky by two. Harbor Beach with the ball, left side of your radio. Brady Kirsch with the ball on top. Over to Tyler Vollmering, left wing, into Gaffney. The layup is good, and we have a tie ball game. Jason Gaffney with 26, second tie of the night, five lead changes. We're all square at 49, 4 minutes remain in the fourth. Left wing, Danny Hale into the corner to Justin Miller against Ryan Seaman. Brandon Potter pops the three, and it's up off the mark. Rebound, Ryan Seaman. Here comes the Pirates, trying to take the lead. They haven't led since the first quarter with 7:15.
Hold on to your hats.
Ryan Seaman dribbles down to the baseline with nowhere to go. Back up to Tyler Vollmering, top of the key. He dribbles down, retreats to the right wing. At the high post is Ethan Guza, Jason Gaffney the low post. Now they're both left to right. Ethan Guza low post to Brady Kirsch down to the baseline. Nothing there, comes back. He's being guarded by Danny Hale. Tyler Vollmering left wing against Joe Stone. Trying to feed it down to those posts. Nothing there. Spin move into the lane, goes up for the shot. No call. And Jason Gaffney gets the rebound, puts it back for the putback, and he is fouled, going to the line for two shots. That'll be the 10th team foul for Sandusky. Double bonus the rest of the way out. Jason Gaffney at the free throw line, trying to go for his 27th and 28th point, and potentially a lead.
Fouls on Brandon Potter. That is his fourth.
Fourth foul with 3:19 left in the regulation. Tied at 49, Jason Gaffney calling for his own sub after these free throws. First free throw's up, in and out, no good. Still tie ball game, 49 apiece. 3:19 left in the fourth. Substitution, Ryan Seaman sits down. Cody Seaman back in. Now sub for Sandusky, number 13, Cade Seiler, replaces the four foul Brandon Potter.
This is where the chess match begins. This is fun.
Tristan Pennington in his fourth year for Sandusky. Ron Rubel in his 23rd. 3:19 left in the fourth. Second free throw's up, and it's good. Harbor Beach with a one-point lead. 50-49, Harbor Beach leading. Sandusky, and we have a whistle. 30-second timeout called by Tristan Pennington on the WLW Sports Network. John Mooney, what's Tristan Pennington saying up for the Sandusky Redskins?
Well, what has worked for him so far is to go ahead and pressure Harbor Beach with that 2-2-1 zone. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he goes ahead and puts that on right now. And secondly, who has been taking the ball inside and really receiving a lot of success for doing that? And that's got to be Danny Hale. So I figure they're going to be setting up Danny Hale, and he's probably telling his boys that the three-point shot, it's not there tonight. You got to go ahead and pack it in and pound that ball inside. And that's where I think Brandon Potter can be the most effective.
Harbor Beach leads rebounding 15-13 over Sandusky. Sandusky with eight turnovers, Harbor Beach with 16, 13 of those in the first half, a much cleaner second half so far. It will be ball on the side, Sandusky inbounding with 3:15 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach 50, Sandusky 49. Josh DeCam will inbound it to Joe Stone in backcourt. Across the timeline, left to right across your radio. Being guarded by Tyler Vollmering, Josh DeCam against Ethan Guza to Danny Hale in the corner against Kirch. Back up to Miller, to DeCam, diving down the lane. He has contact, and this will be against Ethan Guza. And the sixth team foul for Harbor Beach. Rest of the way out, at least one for